Blog Talk Radio.
Love you.
I didn't take this time out. I want to take this time out and salute Whitney Houston as he play her record. But before that, this is Bible class tonight. I thank you for coming. I got some things I want to share with you as I bring Whitney with the children. And I think we need to do that. I think that's where we need to go. This go out to you, Sister June, Sister Cook. This go out to you, Joanne, Lisa. This go out to you, Clown. For you, Joe. For you. This is for you, Calvin. Those that lost in Memphis, those that lost in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm praying for their families caught up in witchcraft and evil.
Thank you. I will only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way.
So I try to be Trees of green, I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
I looked around.
Right on. Right on. Right on.
We're praying for the people in Nashville that lost so much. We're praying for you tonight. This is Bible class night. And I want to tell you, as we speak on some things, as doors open up, don't forget that we have to have love. Love lifted us. I'm praying for people in Rolling Fork, those down, all down in Silver City, some part, all down on 61, those that lost lives in all the little towns. God is still that high, look low. And I want to pray for you, Rolling Fork, Black Hawk, all down through 61 as the tornado came that way. So tonight is night for prayer. And this is Bible class night. And I hope you have the time to listen to what we have to say to you about Bible class. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I want to say to you where you might understand what's going on in this country and what's going on in this world. We are the children of God. Now, I want to say to you before I get started, if you got a need to plant a seed, go to my website, theseedabrahamwebsite.com, plant your seed, or go to Cash Out to Bishop T.T. and give your seed. If you got a need to plant a seed. This is the end of March, getting ready to go into April. And I want to say to Berto family that all is well. And he crossed over on the 27th and become an ancestor. And the ancestor welcomed him in because he had been talking to him, dealing with him, working with him. So they wanted him to come on the other side. So he had to go on the other side. I just want to say to you that know him, like Prophet Johnson, had to go on the other side. Some prophets, they called for them to come on. And some just stay around. Ashe, ashe. I want you to get ready tonight for the word that the ancestor got for you. And I want to tell you, I'm going to share some things with you tonight you've never heard it. Through prayer, through the ancestors. I'm going to tell you some things tonight that you ain't going to find in CNN, ABC, all these news channels, you ain't going to find it. It's coming directly from the ancestors, I say. But I want to say we are the children of the world. I want to tell you tonight all is well. I want to tell you tonight as you download, as you listen, some of you ain't got time. But I'm going to share some things with you tonight. Let you know we got demonic spirits that's trying to take over what's going on. Now, I want to share with you tonight that we're in the midst, Jerry, Clance, we're in the midst of evil spirits, negative spirits. They come to take your life and your soul. I say, I've answered to Exodus 14:14, Exodus 20:23-20. The angel will come to see you through. Michael, Raphael, Uriah, Asmodeus is the angel of death. He's standing there. Michael and Gabriel got him covered. I want you to get ready tonight for Bible study. Archangel Michael is the angel of the month of March. And we've been working with Michael to get some things open up. And I want to tell you tonight as I come to you tonight to tell you, get your pencil and paper. It's something you got to do. Lisa, I'm praying for you. Brother Joe, I'm praying for you. Brother Frank, I'm praying for you. Brother, I'm praying for you. Every letter. I want to go up to Minnesota and pray for you, Sister Sherry. I hear from you. Sherry down in Ruston, Louisiana, I'm praying for you. I want you to know tonight all is well. Whatever you need, God got, and God going to give it to you. I'm praying tonight for your overflow. Somebody said overflow. I'm praying tonight that all that the devil took, God going to restore. Now, at that, I want to say this tonight. What happened with the storm came through the Delta? What happened to the snow and tornado in California? What happened? Somebody don't even know. I want to tell you what you might know. Listen to me carefully. Take this down. This is Bible class night. And this means that you're supposed to get knowledge and wisdom. Research it for yourself. You got to do some research. Don't put everything on God. God did it. God didn't do the virus. Man did it. That virus we had shut down the country, man did that. God made the hurricane come. God didn't do that. Y'all be listening to me. We had a tornado all down Mississippi. God didn't do that. We had snow back to back in California. God didn't do that. Man did that. Oh, I know you. I've got your attention now. Let me go back and give you some information. Maybe you might find out what I'm talking about when I give you this information. Do you remember there was a bloom that had run all over the United States? This is a weather bloom that they said, Governor, it's a weather. That's what China says, it's a weather. Chemtrails. Chemtrails make storms, floods, and tornadoes. Hello. Now, they shot it down, but it had been all over the United States. They shot it down over the water. Now, over the water carry things. There's no way in 100 years, and think about what I'm saying, that it's been a tornado in the Delta like that. It wasn't nothing now but land. But when you put them chemtrails out, did Gregory talk about chemtrail? Michael Jackson talked about chemtrail. Prince talked about chemtrails. Dr. King talked about the chemtrails. Chemtrail makes storms and floods, man-made. So God didn't do that, man made it. Them chemtrails, all down 61, don't put that on God, man made that. The chemtrail you see in the air that they let out, China beat America to a chemtrail. That's when they had to shoot that bloom down. Let me tell you, it was low. It went over Canada and over in North Carolina. So what they're doing down there, that when it came into American territory, it was supposed to be shot down, but it didn't. It was 30 shooting mists that were called chemtrails, made up in a laboratory, packed in that balloon and let it out. That's where your storms come from. I know you don't want to hear that. That's where your floods and your tornadoes coming from. It's already been out there in the elements. I know the weatherman ain't going to tell you this. Because if it was so dangerous, why did they shoot it down? They say it was a what? This is what they said. Oh, that's a weather storm. That's a weather balloon. What a weather balloon from China doing over in America? Y'all will hear what I'm saying. I guess you'll get it right sooner or later for what I'm saying. I got some scripture tonight for you, Pat, for you, Lisa, for you, Janice. And in the spirit of our ancestors, And I want to tell you, check with our ancestor tonight. And if you read these scriptures, they will give you a breakthrough and give you the wisdom that I'm talking about. Somebody said, well, you can't worry about what's happening new. You got to understand the devil. That girl that went in that school, she was demonic. She was possessed by demons. You got a lot of young folks are killing themselves, killing somebody else because they possessed by demonic spirits. 37 number Psalm. This is happening. People, when you read your Bible, it says beware of the devil. He want to take over. And what we're doing now, we got people in high places is demon makers. It's no way this government, there's no way that Democrats and Republicans, I'm going to say it, haven't banned the assault weapons. Those rifles should be banned. They shouldn't be in the United States. Those rifles is for war. But our children is going hunting, killing each other in the schools. Let me say this. Let me be very clear about what I'm saying. You're going to get some more shootings, some more killing in the schools, the colleges, in the malls, and in the churches, and on the streets, until the Democrats and Republicans come together and say, we're going to ban the assault weapons, and anybody make them, they're going to jail. These corporations is getting filthy rich off of blood money, the killing of our children, white, black, brown, the killing of children. This is the real deal. The Bible says, "Fret not thyself, evildoer, they soon be cut down." So we're in the midst. We're in the midst of mental people that need to go see a doctor. And I want to say this before I change. The Vietnam veterans, so many of them died. It's time for we to recognize those that fought in Vietnam and Korea, those that fought in the World War, them that fought in the Civil War. We need to recognize them and say what they did. So what I'm saying to you tonight, get your pencil and paper out. I'm going to give you this tonight. Call me if you need to talk to me. So, Bishop, I want to talk more about the chemtrails. What happened in Roland Fork? What happened in Mississippi? Chemtrail. What's happening in California? Chemtrail running off that water. When you shoot that chemtrail till they build up, that's where that come from. 708-582-0372. Call me and I will tell you and show you how the chemtrails been controlling our weather. And the Republicans know, the Democrats know, the chemtrails. And Dick Gregory talked about the chemtrails a long time ago. They didn't believe in. And Dr. King talked about the chemtrails in the air making people sick, setting great fire and making murder in these cities. The chemtrails. Now, what is a chemtrail? Look up on a print and you see all that smoke. Them chemtrails. And China was slick enough, lying enough, to put it in a balloon and let it go under the radar. I want to ask you, in 30 years, they never had nothing like that in the Delta, because ain't nothing down there but land. So somebody loosed chemtrails all over America before they shot it down. It was trying to get the chemtrail they loosed was trying to get Natchez, Mississippi, Miss Natchez. They're trying to get Greenwood and Greenville. It's missed both of them. But the chemtrail they put over the water, they shot it out, and it hit California, still hitting California. Them chemtrails, they're not coming from them. They're made up. They already out there. They already done released the chemtrails in the air. The water in the air build it, and it build, and then it come a storm. It come, they had 10 tornadoes in the Mississippi area, that tornadoes in Alabama, tornadoes in Mississippi, in Louisiana. I'm talking about 100 different tornadoes. That's them different chemtrails they let loose when they shot down that balloon. That balloon was carrying chemtrails, and that's just like Klan war on the citizens. So that's what happened. I want to say that. That's one of the things that happened, I want to say to you that didn't know what was going on. That was chemtrails. And now I'm going to go and let Dr. King tell you what happened in the government. But I'm going to give you a scripture first. Thank you, Sister Janice. Thank you, Barbara. And I'm praying for you, Bright Star. Psalms chapter 2, Psalm 7, Psalm 27, and Psalm 14. Work with that. It'll work for you. I'm praying much for you, Sister Lorraine. I'm praying much for Berto's family, his spiritual family. And Berto, come to me in the spirit. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. Now, I want to say to you tonight that's busy. We got a lot of people that's in jail. They're political prisoners. Story, when Dr. King, in 1968, in March, Dr. King was in Chicago. We marched in Marquette Park and Gage Park for open housing. I want to thank Sister Grady from Inglewood. I want to thank Mama Annie from Woodlawn. She had the Woodlawn Sisterhood. She fed the young men when they marched, okay? I want to thank the Teen Nations, that bodyguard, Dr. Martin Luther King. The fight that we got with the male fight is a racist situation. They want to say it ain't racist. It is racist. It's a racist situation. You know, and blacks have got so comfortable. They forgot that 5 years ago, they couldn't go to Marquette Park to live, much less go to the park. They couldn't go to Cicero. Same black that's saying it's okay right now. But I'm going to leave that alone. When Dr. King came to town, I'm going to say this. When Martin Luther King came to town in 1968, the Democratic Party, along with Daley, was the mayor, said, we don't want him in town. Put him out of town. But it's a minister that wouldn't put him out of town. And the people on the west side opened up the door. Dr. King will open housing. So it is a group out here, no right from wrong. It is a group that's out here going to be for the right. That's going to happen.
Father nature will find that something new is taking place on the American political horizon. We have come here from the dusty plantations of the Deep South and the depressing ghettos of the North. We have come from the great universities and the flourishing suburbs. We have come from Appalachian poverty and from conscience-stricken wealth, but we have come. And we have come here because we shared a common concern for the moral health of our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observed the coming of judgment, like the prophet of old. We have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new mood. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma and Washington, who staked our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assemble here campaigned assiduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964 because we could not stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream. That dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of Asia on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white, are still perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to a dream deferred? It leads to bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. And all the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites, the only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself, and I could not for the life of me have less in patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me had held out radiant promises of progress. I had preached to them about my dream. I had lectured to them about the not too distant day when they would have freedom all here now. I had urged them to have faith in America and in white society. Their hopes had soared. They were now booing me because they felt that we were unable to deliver on our promises. They were booing because we had urged them to have faith in people who had too often proved to be unfaithful. They were now hostile because they were watching the dream that they had so readily accepted turn into a frustrating nightmare. This situation is all the more ominous in view of the rising expectations of men the world over. Deep rumblings that we hear today, the rumbling of discontent, the thunder of disinherited masses rising from dungeons of oppression to the bright hills of freedom. All over the world, like a fever, freedom is spreading in the widest liberation movement in history. The great masses of people are determined to end the exploitation of their races and land. In one majestic chorus, they are singing in the words of our freedom song, "Ain't gonna let nobody turn us around." And so the collision course is set. The people cry for freedom, and the Congress attempts to legislate repression. Millions, yes, billions, are appropriated for mass murder, but the most meager pittance of foreign aid for international development is crushed in the surge of reaction. Unemployment rages at a major depression level in the black ghetto. But the bipartisan response is an anti-riot bill rather than a serious poverty program. The modest proposals for model cities, rent supplement, and rat control, pitiful as they were to begin with, get caught in the maze of congressional inaction. And I submit to you tonight that a Congress that proves to be more anti-Negro than anti-rat needs to be dismissed. It seems that our legislative assemblies have adopted Nero as their patron saint and are bent on fiddling while our cities burn. Even when the people persist, crowning achievement in hypocrisy must go to those staunch Republicans and Democrats of the Midwest and West who were given land by our government when they came here as immigrants from Europe. They were given education through the land-grant colleges. They were provided with agricultural agents to keep them abreast of farming trends. They were granted low-interest loans to aid in the mechanization of their farm. And now that they have succeeded in becoming successful, they are paid not to farm. These are the same people who now say to black people whose ancestors were brought to this country in chains and who were emancipated in 1863 without being given land to cultivate or bread to eat, that they must pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. What